and as promised, our guest on the program tonight.
Hello, it's Carly Pierce.
I would know you even by your speaking voice, Carly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I got to tell you, you must be so fired up being on the road with Kenny Chesney. I can hardly stand it for you.
Oh, my goodness. You look at the things that you accomplish in your career, but then you look at somebody like that and you see him put 58,000 people in a stadium and you just go, oh my gosh, this is just continue to build your career because my goodness, look at people like that. I mean, just the love affair that he has with those people. I just feel so lucky to be a part of that show.
Have you ever stood in the audience?
I did. I did the other night and it really, he said up on stage that he felt like the Holy Spirit was in there. And
wow.
It really felt never really felt anything like that.
It's unbelievable. And I saw, I think this was at one of your own shows a couple weeks back in March, I think. These two women were holding a card that you couldn't read, right?
Yeah. I was meant to see that sign because honestly, it was a sign that was made out of cardboard. So it was really hard for me to see, but I just felt like she kept waving at me and I really wanted to see it. And it read, "We've been dating the same guy for 2 years. Your music saved us." And they really were living, never wanted to be that girl, and are now friends because they bonded over this person that was dating them at the same time. And it was insane.
That is crazy. I mean, I think, you know, as you guys know, when you wrote the song, you know that we've all been one or the other or both of those girls in the tune, right? Without knowing it.
Of course.
And everyone has their own story. But dang, 2 years and they didn't kill each other and they bonded. That's unbelievable, right?
It really was. It blew my mind. And I was so happy that I got to meet them just because that's the reason that I write music is right there.
So first it was 29, then 29 written in stone. These last couple years have been insane for you.
I don't know that I could have ever prepared myself for this. It's the best, honestly. I mean, it's just everything that I've ever wanted, I feel like is coming true. And yeah, I mean, just all of the things that have happened in the last year have been crazy.
Well, the other thing about you, Carly, is you work your butt off. You don't really rest. I mean, we all had to take a forced rest during COVID, but I know you weren't just hanging out. You never stopped working since you were like 16.
This is all I've ever wanted to do. So I think it's not even felt like work. It's just the way that I am. I think I'm wired for music and it's always been my safe place and the place that I felt the most understood.
And all this in your spare time, which one of your dogs did you teach to tiptoe? Because this is a crazy video I saw on TikTok.
Oh my gosh, that is June. And she is so smart. And I don't know why. One day she was just kind of walking slow. And I was like, I could see that she was trying to tiptoe, I think, or I thought that. And so I just worked with her a little bit and now she can tiptoe on command. It's impressive.
It's so funny. I have a dog like that too. And you can't teach that. You have to catch them doing that and then reinforce it.
Yes. You just over and over and over. Repetition is key.
Yeah. She's really good. She's going to totally sneak up on you one day, you know, when she's hungry.
She's probably going to scare me to death. It's so true.
Well, listen. So now how long are you on the road with Kenny?
I am out with him all year, which
is incredible.
I'm so excited.
Well, listen, never wanted to be that girl. It's so relatable. It's scary. So thank you. And Ashley, and who was your other co-writer on that?
Shane McAnally.
Oh, of course it was. Of course it was. Because you guys tapped into something pretty spectacular. We all heard it right off the bat.
I felt like we did. And I'm so proud of this song. I'm so proud that Ashley and I wrote this song together and that it has found its way to the radio and that people have found their stories in it.
Thank you so much for doing it. I'm actually shocked you had any time to talk to us at all in the middle of this crazy spring for you.
I will always talk to you.
I'm telling you, girl, you are it. Thank you so much, Carly.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Carly Pierce, the best on the big time.